So let's begin. So let me read you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Pas haba b'kisnin yesh mefarshim pash also kimin kisim. Bread that is made with pockets. Now that means the dough is regular dough, flour and water. No taruvis in the dough, regular dough, and it's baked. It's put in an oven. It's just that the bread has pockets, cavities. What happens in the cavities? Shemimalim or some divash. In the cavities, you fill it with honey. Oh, sugar, the egoizim, nuts, shkedim almonds, the tavlin and spices, the hain, and he gives it some word which I'm not sure what it means, the hain, whatever this is. That's one interpretation. The yeshem, some say she isaw, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean a regular dough that's filled with spices, with nuts, or even according to some opinions, with milk, with like a cheese Danish type of thing, or with meat. The yeshem, what? Rish gulush, or ril chashua. V'yesham shu isa sheyorib bo dvash, a shemen. It means the dough itself has been kneaded with oil or with honey, a cholov or milk, or mine tavlin, v'off of hushaye tam taruvis ame peros, a tavlin nikar b'isa. Now this is a very important condition. According to the second interpretation of Pasah Baba Kistin, there's no filling. It's just a dough. It's just it looks like a piece of bread. It may look just like bread. The only difference is that when you taste it, it has a flavor of mei peros. It does not taste like bread. It tastes like a dough that's been kneaded with milk or with oil or with fruit juices. You can detect that this tastes different. You can detect that it does not taste like bread. Now, why then would it be called kisnin? Because it was customary in ancient times. For dessert, you would eat this type of bread. After you finish your meal, they would bring out what it was basically cake. They would bring out a batter of dough that was kneaded with different types of fruit juices and other ingredients, and you would eat it together with toasted grain. So the kisnin refers to the grain, the nuts, that was served for dessert, which was customarily accompanied by a cake. So it's pas haba, which comes in kisnin with the toasted kernels. That's the second interpretation. The third interpretation, the yesh mefarshim, now this is not quoted, not cited by the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, the yesh mefarshim shu pas, bein mituvelas, bein shein mituvelas. It doesn't make a difference how the dough is made. If you add into the flour, fruit juices, or other types of ingredients, but the most important thing is she'osim oisam ke'ovim yiveishim v'kaisesim oisam hard. It's hard bread. In other words, the ideal example would be flatbreads. You know what flatbreads are?
Yes.
So flatbreads. So this is what Pasah Baba Kisnin. Now, why is it called in kisnin? Because kisnin is an Aramaic word for hard bread. Instead of having regular soft bread, which is fluffy, which becomes stale, if you go and you process the bread in a way in an oven to a degree very quickly, in a lot of heat, in a very short period of time, it becomes hard right away. And that's crackers, which is called Pasah Baba Kisnin. So Matzah, so the Sfaradim hold that matzah is pas baba kisnin, and the Sfaradim make mizonos. The Sfaradim indeed hold that matzah is pas baba kisnin. That's right. They do not. They make a mizonos. The Sfaradim make a mizonos. So why?
No, a whole year's mizonos. Pesach is a
mitzvah. You know that's good. The kaveh suda. We're going to learn suda. Eat four beitzim, which is about 8 ounces.
Yeah, like a pancake.
If you eat 8 ounces, you mechuyev to wash and bench. But if you eat less than that, you want to snack on matzah, according to the Sfaradim, especially egg matzah, regular matzah, flour and water. So it also has a tzur of bread. It's not so simple to say regular matzah, but the Sfaradim is...
What?
On a regular matzah? They make a mizonos?
Yes, because they say that's just a snack.
Okay. Egg matzah is even more lenient on egg matzah, but on regular matzah, even regular matzah, the Sfarim tell me they make them as zonos on matzah. That's really what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. It says mechabim. The Yeshayahu it says those. The kids doesn't even quote that as an example. That could be part of the reason that's not called pasul b'kisnin. That could be part of the reason. The mechaber quotes this v'yesh mefarshin. You have to know the word, the vocabulary of the mechaber. The mechaber, when he quotes, he says this as a matter of fact. Starts off pasul b'kisnin yesh mefarshin. Some explain it is, the first example, it's a regular dough that you fill up with different types of fillings. The second is v'yesh omrim, okay, yesh omrim. It's going to be the second example of a cake, which is served together with, was customarily served at the end of the meal with dried, with toasted kernels. And then he used the term v'yesh mefarshim. So look at that. In one simon, you have three different terms. Yesh no, he does the same thing. Yesh mefarshim twice. Yesh mefarshim, and in the middle he used the word v'yesh oimrim. Three different examples, and then he concludes. Which would mean flatbreads or pretzels would be an example of pas habab kisnin, and then he concludes v'halacha kedivrei kulam. These three opinions are not mutually exclusive. We pass like all three together. Elu shalchol elu hadvarim noisnim lohem dinim sha'amarnu b'pasa b'bekistin. We take all of these into account, and they're all called pasa b'bekistin with regard to all the different halachas mentioned over here. When you make a mezonos, you make hamotzi, they're all. Now, I just want to go back. We learned not so long ago the laws of birchas hamazon. And I discuss with you, what is the law, when do you make a bracha for dessert? So if it is a shahak, so if it is a fruit, there's nothing to talk about. If it's a fruit, you have to make a borei prio eitz. Nothing to talk about. The fruit is being served for dessert. A fruit or a vegetable is being served for dessert. You must make a borei prio eitz, a borei prio dama. Let's say they're serving you a shahakal. So if you did not drink wine in the meal, if you drank wine during the meal, you made a borei prio gofen, then you do not make a shahakal because the borei prio gofen exempts you from the shahakal. But if you did not drink wine, then generally you would have to make a shahakal. You do make a shahakal on dessert. The question is, do you make a borei? If they say they serve you cake, something which shebirchasa is borei nimizonas, do you make a bracha? So this is an opinion that is I heard this from Rabelsky, and actually my uncle told me the same thing. My uncle Rav Soloveitchik, because every time Chacham told me the same thing, I was by him and I asked what to learn the rules of Birchas Hamazon. He told me the same thing, is that if you have a dessert that fulfills pas habab kistin according to all three opinions, you certainly don't make a bar name mezonos. Now what would that be? That would be probably like an apple pie. An apple pie, it depends on the apple pie, how you make the apple pie. If it has a hard crust on the bottom, and it's filled with the apple strudel. It's filled with, so it has all the alamilas because it's
apple pie.
It's a bit apple pie, but it's seemingly some apple strudels or apple pies have all the milas of all three different types of pasul b'kisnin. Number one, it's pretty much flour and water. The majority ingredient is not fruit juices. Depends how you make it, of course. The majority ingredient is water. So it's not, if you would just eat the bread portion without any of the filling, it would not be noticeable immediately that it has a mixture of fruit juices or eggs or whatever they added. Again, it all depends on your apple strudel. Some apple strudels, they may have a majority ingredient of maperos in the dough part, the crust part, and then that would not be true. But let's say you have a type of crust which it's not nikar lahedya that this has been made with fruit juices, and this kisim, obviously it's filled with a filling of apples or whatever you have, so it fulfills condition number one. Condition number two, it does have a mixture to some degree of fruit juices, so it's like a cake. The bottom part is more like a cake, and if it's a little bit hard, you can also consider it to be a somewhat of a fulfillment of the third category, that it's hard. So, okay, then you have to be creative in what type of apple pie you're eating. But theoretically, in apple pie, apple strudel, you can view it to be a hapas habab kistin according to all three opinions. Therefore, what bracha do you make on pas habab kistin when you eat as part of the meal? Hamotzi. And in fact, we're going to learn soon that even if you eat a small amount, if it's part of the meal, you really should make a hamotzi. We're going to learn that some of those details in a moment. So the rule is Mi'ikar Hadin. We're very lenient today, but Mi'ikar Hadin, even if you're not kaveya suda on it itself, but if the amount that you eat together with the rest of the meal is your meal, you're mechuyev to make hamotzi. In other words, if you eat a small slice, Mi'ikar Hadin, this is Ikar Hadin, Rav Moshe says you have to do this. And for some reason, no one follows Rav Moshe's psak on this halacha. It's a pella. Well, everyone is very very much Rav Moshe when it comes to the kulas. When it comes to the chumras, no one follows Rav Moshe. They bring that very clearly here in the art scroll. If you eat, it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Moshe goes, it's more machmas in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you sit down at a meal and you have a steak, okay, you come for dinner, just go right into the steak. Maybe you have a grapefruit, and then they serve you a steak, and then with the steak, as a side dish on the table, there's a little teeny piece of apple pie. A little piece of mizonos. By a wedding, right. A sach hakol on the plate, on the main course, the dish, is there 8 ounces of food? Absolutely. There's definitely 8 ounces of food on that serving. Since sach hakol, you'll be consuming and putting in your stomach 8 ounces, and you also want to be toyv even a small amount of mizonos, what we call mizonos, you're mechuyev to recite hamotzi lechem min haaretz. This that we're familiar, you only have to make a bari hamotzi lechem min haaretz on mizonos if you kaveya suda. That's we're brainwashed and believing that's only truth. It's the only thing you're going to eat. The only thing I'm going to eat for lunch is our 3 slices of pizza. So even though 1 slice of pizza, we make a burman named mizonos, but now that I'm in kaveya suda on mizonos, and I'm eating a significant amount, I'm eating 8 ounces worth, 4 beitzim. Okay, 4 beitzim. L'chol hadei is 3 slices are for sure considered to be 4 beitzim. Also, now I have to make hamotzi lechem min haaretz and recite birchas hamazon. But I'm only going to take a little slice, a little piece, a kezayis of pizza, and I'm going to have for my course something else. I'm going to have some other type of salad or anything else, so I'm going to eat it together. So then we're brainwashed to believe that you don't have to recite the Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz on the little slice of mizonos. That's not so. According to the halacha Shulchan Aruch, if you are eating a su'udah, and in that su'udah, sach hakol, you're going to be eating 4 beitzim, it's satisfying, it gives you satiation, and in that meal, you're going to take a something called pasa babi kisnin, you're mechuyev to recite hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and birchas hamazon. Just like it's pasha to us, that in that meal, on that piece of plate, there'll be a slice of bread, and you're only planning on eating a teeny little kezayis of bread, you will be mechuyev to recite hamotzi lechem min haaretz and recite birchas hamazon. The same exact thing is true if it's not bread, it's pasa babi kisnin.
Eating mandala or croutons or the soup nuts.
The soup nuts, are you mechuyev? So,
it's also the pasa.
Yeah, well, pas, is that called pasa babi kisnin? Croutons? Croutons, pasa babi kisnin? It's hard. It's fried. I don't know if that's so, because croutons is fried. It's not baked. It's not baked. There has to be some baking process.
Salad croutons.
Yeah, are baked. Then it could be.
Salad croutons.
Then yeah.
Croutons are pieces of bread.
There has to be, we're going to learn in the following seifim. There must be some degree of baking. Baking is critical. Okay, the baking, there's a question that comes, what stage is the baking done? Is it done in the beginning or the end? But there must be baking. If it's only fried, a lot of these things are not necessarily baked. So then it would not be called a pie. You make a mizonos. So very good. But you don't make, but you,
it's, so if that's, you take a frozen pizza and you warm it up in a microwave.
It was baked.
Sometimes they don't bake it.
The frozen pizza was originally baked. Sure it was.
No, they make it raw, so it should be...
You eat it in a microwave?
No, it has to be cooked.
No.
It could be cooked.
It was baked. When you buy the package, a frozen pizza, at some point in time before it came into that package, it was baked. Definitely. It could not be in such...
Warming it up. It has to be warming.
It's not baking. Purposes. No, they take
it though. They
no. It wouldn't work. Putting it in the microwave, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't go. That's why it's soggy when you put it in. That's why it's not so good, because it was a once baked already. Yeah?
I don't understand concern about croutons, which are just, they're just a garnish.
No, that's what he's saying. No, he's saying it's, but you're talking about like the salad croutons. There are some croutons which are actually baked, which are like pieces of bread.
Yeah,
small pieces of bread. Yeah, that is called a pas. Say, Nechadami, if you have those small pieces, those crumbs, they're hard. They're like toast.
Yes.
So even though if you would eat them alone, you would make a mazonos. It depends. You have to have it as a tzur of pas, then maybe not, but generally, but now if you're eating a meal, make it right. But that's a later halacha.
So that means if eat one or two,
according to Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe is very clear. It says here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Moshe says very clearly that if you're eating a meal, and in the meal you're eating enough to satisfy yourself, what a normal person would be satisfied, which in halacha is eight to nine ounces, which is in halacha considered four eggs, and in that meal you want to eat what is called Pas Habab Kisnin, that fits the description of Pas Habab Kisnin according to one of the three interpretations of Shulchan Aruch, which means either it's a dough, which is a tofel, but it is filled, filled with a filling, even though it's a tofel. Normally something which has a filling, it's the tofel. The tofel is not eaten in the Nerei Bracha. But this is an exception, it's called Pas Habab Kisnin, or it is a cake, or it is flatbreads. You go to a wedding, they have flatbreads they have on the table sometimes. They have all these hard pretzels.
Yeah.
Those pretzels. And I don't want to wash, I'm not washing. And you have a whole main course, and while you're schmoozing with your friend, you pull out of the middle, you pull out one of those pretzels, and you start chewing on the pretzels. You mechuyev to recite Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. However, in the Piskei Teshuvos, he does say, he's Melamed Zuchus. Yesh Melamed Zuchus. Doesn't say this in the Arts School, doesn't say this in Shulchan Aruch, because it's Shulchan Aruch. But on the Piskei Teshuvos, I don't know what happened to one over here. Yesh Melamed Zuchus. On people that are not nizer to make, and he cites some paisek that not everyone agrees to this halacha. It's only when you kodeya sudim mamish al pas habavikistin. But before we conclude with this thing, I want to just mention one important nafkamina which I began to discuss before I got sidetracked, and that is when it comes to dessert. There's a very big controversy. If you make a borei minei mizonos for dessert, if you are sitting at a meal and they bring out chocolate cake for dessert, It's a halachic nightmare. Do you make a borei minei mizonos and chocolate cake? There is no answer. Everyone has their custom. Many people, my uncle told me, my father told me the same thing. Father's on the rock, my uncle, what?
That's the best answer, because no matter what you do, you're covered.
Okay, fine, in a chanami. You don't. Many people today in our society, you're never satisfied. We live as a magefa. We're never satisfied. We're always hungry. You can eat. There's always room for dessert. That's the way we live today. So you're not finished. You're not finished. And it's mizonos. And mizonos is really part of the category of bread. So you don't make a bracha. Many people will not make a bracha on cake. However, not everyone. There are some people that are very, very disciplined. They watch their diet. I've eaten the main course. I'm done. Oh, chocolate cake? Oh, that's dessert. That's a new thing, yeah?
What happens if they put the apple pie on the steak?
Also, when it comes to the apple pie, we're going to come to that in a moment. Well, one thing at a time. But what about, there are people that are very disciplined, and they don't look at dessert as, I'm still hungry. So for those people, they should make a bracha. They would make a borei minei mizonos because the dessert is not part of the main meal. It's now not included in the most documents. However, even according to the mufunakim, who will make a bracha on mizonos for dessert, if the mizonos fulfills the category of pas habab kistin according to all three opinions, and it seems like there are, I'm not a bookie in all the types of dessert, but it seems like there are a lot of desserts that do at least loosely fit the category, in the category of apple pie and strudel, where there's a hard-ish crust underneath a filling of apples and whatever, that fulfills the condition of pas habab kistin l'chol hadeis. It's, the dough is mixed with fruit juices, it's hard-ish, and it has a filling of fruit. Then everyone agrees you don't make a borei minei mizonos. Okay, so that is a very interesting... According to Rav Moshe, you have to wash l'chatchila. You mentioned yesterday, Mr. Rappaport, about where you start out, I'm only going to have one Danish. Only one slice of pizza for lunch. I'm on a diet. You eat one. Diet. Schmeit. Forget about the diet. Tomorrow. We'll start the diet tomorrow. I now am hungry. I'm going to eat two more slices. So Rav Moshe says you don't have to. Now, once already you started, keep on going. You don't need to make hamotzi lechem in aretz, and you don't need to wash. Once you started in the mindset, only you have to be true to yourself. You're not going to play games, of course. If you start out in the mindset, I'm only going to eat one slice, and you don't have to wash, and you make borei mizonos, you get a little carried away. Okay, so eat now two slices, continue, but you have to bench. Now you have to bench, and you have to say, you have to bench birchas hamazon, but you didn't wash, and you didn't say hamotzi. Trivia question: how do you hechet imso? Will you bench? And you don't say it has to be in this situation. But if you're lechatchila planning on eating three slices of pizza, you are mechuyev to wash nitilas yadayim. It's a question. There are different opinions in this matter. If it's two or three, so a person has to make an assessment. If a person has a very, very high standards that he eats three pieces of, he eats for lunch, is three, two is not enough. So then, not muchach. It's a tough question. And there's no clear answer. Every person has to make a decision for himself and what he considers to be.
So if you eat three slices of pizza,
yes,
and then you have a piece of cake. Right? So you have to make the wash, make a moitzi, and make a mezonos for the cake.
You mean for pas habavi kisnin? You have to
wash him for the moitzi for the pizza.
No, once already you
wash for the pizza.
No, because once already you didn't. No, I hear what you're saying. Because if you have bread, you would have to wash because you'd be making a mezonos for the very first time. Once you already have permission to continue eating without making a bracha rishona, your case is different because here you already made a mezonos.
You have to make three pieces of pizza.
So you have to wash.
You wash after the three pieces of pizza. You want an ice cream with cake.
You want cake. So that's the question. You have to make, assuming you're from that category, you don't have to wash, you have to make a mezonos.
What do you make a mezonos?
Make a mezonos. That's right. If you made hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and you ate your three slices, and now you're serving you dessert, and you're from that category where I view the cake to be a dessert, and cake is not something which fits all three categories of pasa babi kistin. Cake only fits the second category of pasa babi kistin. You mechuyev to make a mezonos. That's right. As a classic example, you go with the chocolate cake. You go a Shabbos Suda, then you have a meal. You washed with everything, and you had a whole cholent, a whole Suda, and now dessert, chocolate cake. Do you make a bar mitzvah mezonos? So some say yes. It depends. It all depends on what your mindset is. If you are still hungry and you view
come and you decide, I'm going into the pizza store, I'm going to have three slices of pizza.
And that's it.
So then you sit down afterwards and you decide to have a coffee and cake in addition. So there's no, you have to make a mezonos.
You have to make a shahakal and a mezonos.
That's
what you said, it depends what your mindset is. I'm getting confused.
No, that's what you say. If your mindset is not.
You're kaveya suda on a pizza, or you're not kaveya suda on a meal.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Unless you are a type of person that I'm always hungry, and I consider dessert to be part of the meal. I always have room in my stomach for cake. So even though I've eaten the whole meal, the dessert I consider to be the cake to be part of the meal. You're not going to make a mezonos. My uncle told me that's what he does. My uncle was a very disciplined person. My father was also very disciplined. My father told me also he doesn't make a mezonos on cake. He doesn't make a mezonos because he, in his mind, I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. So I'm not going to make a mezonos. So you don't make a mezonos. Shahakal, you have no choice. Shahakol and Bori Pro 8 and Bori Pro Adam, but that's a different category. It's not a mezonos. The only time you have this rule is only in the mezonos category, because mezonos is part of bread. It's part of the bread category. But a shahakol and a Bori Pro 8 and Bori Pro Adam, no questions, you have to make a bracha. Unless you made a Bori Pro Agofin, then you don't make a shahakol. But something, there are people that will make a mezonos, review will make a mezonos on cake, but even those people should not make a mezonos on dessert if the mezonos fills the category of pasa babi kistin l'chol hadeis.
So you get tea and you should take it away.
Yes.
Dessert,
so the tea make a shahako.
So the meal itself, if you didn't drink wine, is not pater the shahako on the tea.
Right. If you drive, say again?
If you're eating a meal.
You had wine?
No.
No, so you have to make a shakel.
So it's not pater.
No. You have to make a shakel.
Mosi is not pater.
No. The mosi pater is shakel during the meal.
What it means.
During the meal. The soda, whatever you're drinking during the meal, you don't make a bracha on. All the shakel during the meal. But it's not going to pater the shahakal that's viewed as a dessert. If you're drinking a soft drink, a soda, or you're drinking water during the meal to help you swallow, to get the food down, it's part of the course of eating, that's included in the birchas hamotzi. But when the meal is over, and now it's Viennese table time, right? They take out the tables, and now it's...
So then, I think the mindset is the Viennese table.
For the mizonos, yes. For the mizonos, yes. What? Right, that's what you're saying. I thought a lot of people say this. My uncle, my father, they said exactly the same thing.
I want the
teal. That's what you really want the most. Not really.
But what if I want the tea also to settle my stomach?
After the three peaches.
If you drink the tea during the meal itself...
No.
Drinking the tea.
You want to settle your stomach.
There's no bracha on it.
You want to settle your stomach.
You're not drinking it as a dessert. You would not make a bracha. No,
everybody's an excuse for cake. But everybody.
I have to look more into the tea. I'm not really clear on the tea.
But everybody considers the apple pie on the steak plate as part of the meal.
Just to wash down.
The then you don't make a bracha, right? Right.
Then you come to the dessert later on with the ices or everything.
So the problem is the apple pie is. Okay, let's see inside. Okay, so these are the three categories. I just want to run through. We have just a few more minutes. Okay, let's review these. Just do two sifim. Okay, two sifim, beis and gimel. Mahu, the kitzer, very strangely, very mysteriously, leaves out the third category of pas habah b'kistin. That's like the matzah category. Mahu pas habah b'kistin yesh oimrim shu pasha nasa kimin kisim. The word kisim refers to pockets. Memulim b'peros of b'basa b'gvina. Now here he says something that's not saying shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch, and this is controversial what he says. Shulchan aruch only mentions you fill up in this kiss nuts, sugar, devash, egoizin, things like that, shkedin. The Shulchan Aruch does not say these two words, bosar and givina. And someone be chilek on this. Someone has said that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is really going. He's saying something that's not everyone agrees with. He's saying chidushim that if you have bread which has meat or cheese, it's already been transformed. It's such the meat and the cheese is such an ikar. We no longer look at the dough to be called pas habah b'kistin. It's not pas habah b'kistin. And that pas habah b'kistin, if you want to go eat something like a cheese day, there's actually cheese inside, then it's not called pas habah b'kistin. And if you kaveh a suda, you don't have to wash. You can make a bird named Zonos, or you can make a shahakal according to some opinions. That's a complicated issue of how much mizonos when are you required to make a mizonos, let's say chicken that has the breaded chicken,
southern fried chicken,
or a chicken cutlet. When do you make a mizonos, and when do you make a shahakal? If it's a thick coating on fish sticks, it's coated with what's it called? What bracha do you make? What bracha? The more coating, so it all depends. So if the coating is significant, which it usually is, you make a bar named Zonos. If it's very insignificant, it's just like, you know, it's barely there, that's bottle because you really can, there's no din of bittle when it comes to Mizonos. Mizonos is always the ikar, but it's not viewed, it's only viewed like a binder. It's like they say licorice. Licorice, they say that the Mizonos is not the ikar. Oh, but it's there. And Shulchan Aruch, when it's so little, no, not anymore. Now the trend is to make a shahakal on licorice. It's a binder. It's a very. I heard from Avzev Smith. Avzev Smith is a very Talmud Chacham. He has a lot of shirim. He's a mamash apella. According to strict reading of Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear. Anytime you're dealing a small amount of mizonos, you make a bari mina mizonos on a chicken cutlet or on things like on southern fried chicken. You should make a bari mina mizonos. But the minig olam is not like that. The minig olam is to make a shahakal. So you have to very loosely, the minig olam is to loosely interpret what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the mizonos is an ikar only when it's at least significant to a certain degree. if in your mind it's totally insignificant, it's just there to enhance the appearance, it looks nice, it keeps the chicken, it keeps the chicken together, it's a binder, or you have some creative understanding of why this chicken has been breaded, it's not really there to enhance in a significant way, you make a shakal. The minhag ha'olam was to make on Seder fried chicken with a loose coating of bread a shahakal. That's the minhag ha'olam. And chicken cutlet, if it's very lightly breaded shakal, it's a thick coating of mezonos. Fish sticks, same issue. If it's a thick coating, which usually by fish sticks it is, thicker.
I know that some companies use cornflakes.
Then it's still a shakal. Then it's not a mezonos, right? Then it'll be a shakal. Then it'll be a shalei and a hadama. Then you get into a shalei and a hadama. That's the difference between different types of cornflakes. The real Kellogg's cornflakes is made from real corn. Everything is from real corn, but it never loses its tzura. They crush it, and the cheap brands, the yeshivisha brands, that's turned into dust. The corn is turned into dust, and they reconstitute it. Then you make a shahakal. So in yeshiva, we always made. They can't afford in yeshiva to buy a Kellogg's. They buy the yeshivisha stuff, so they can make a shahakal. But then when you go to your friend's house, they have the real good stuff there, right? The real good. So then you have to make a hoadoma on cornflakes. Okay, let's finish the halacha. So, ma'u pasav abekistin yeshem shu pasav shnasim kamin kisim emudla meperis or basav bevina. So, I mentioned earlier this is a chiddush. Keep in mind, the kitzur is coming to expand the scope of pasav abekistin, even if it's filled with meat or cheese, which are very significant items. It doesn't matter. It's no different than an apple pie. Uchayotzeba v'chein kishnase kmo peldin. What's peldin? What was peldin? Or flooding a cake with layers of apple strudel. He says this is apple strudel, same idea. Now he comes to opinion number two. The yeshem shu pashen nilosh, this is cake. Shenilosh b'shemen or b'shumen or b'dvash or b'cholov or b'beitzim or b'shor mei peris. Afilu erbo nami gam mayim, even the small amount of water. Eloshu hamuat. The condition in order to be called a cake, the minority ingredient must be water. V'anan akhtinam k'divrei shneim lohokel umach zikin elu v'elu l'pas haba b'kisnif. If you eat a small amount of one of these two items, a small piece of apple pie or a small piece of cake, you would recite a mizonos, and you would not be required to wash and recite hamotzi and birchas hamazon. Gimel, shir, however. Now notice, he did not make mention of flatbreads. It's very mysterious. He did not make mention of flatbreads. Shulchan Aruch says, he saw the Shulchan Aruch talks about flatbreads. He completely omitted that and gets into the Sfardim. Only the Sfardim, they really take that, they hold of that, because the natural extension of flatbreads is matzah. And matzah, it's unheard of among Ashkenazim, among Hungarians, to make a mezonos. They weren't exactly so.
Yes, there were. Oh, boy. Budapest was conquered in the 1400s by Turkey.
It's Turks.
And the Turks were known as not ideological haters of Jews, they were money hungry.
Put that on my email.
So the Jews were very, very happy with the Turkish control of Budapest towels. Because they gave them the money and they let them have shuls
and towels and everything.
There were Jews from other places under the Ottoman Empire, from Tzfas, who made Ali Yerida to Budapest because they had good business. When the Westerns tried to conquer Budapest and attack, the Jews prepared poison because they preferred to eat the poison and die rather than come under the Christian control, who did not. And in Budapest, when you saw a guy in a bad mood or whatever, you asked him, "Did you lick it yet?" So they were very well off. In fact, if you go to Nezibich, where the Baal Shem Tov was, if you see a big castle, the castle was built to protect the countryside from the Ottoman invaders.
So under Muslim control, Jews. Yeah,
they came all the way. They took over Romania.
Okay, let's go by. Let's finish up one quickly. Sheer kviyasuda. Now here we go. Let's say a person wants to have a lot of cake, a lot of cake for breakfast. Do you make? Do you have to wash? It says, you don't make an estimation, your preference. It has to be the how much does the person need for lunch or for dinner? For satisfaction. If you eat what the average person would consider to be satisfying, he himself, I'm not satisfied. I ate up three slices of pizza. I'm not satisfied. I can eat a whole pie. So, doesn't matter. Since the average person would be satisfied after eating three slices of pizza, you must wash and you must bench. Now here, look what it says here. This is a shocking statement, which the Olam is not noik. We completely ignore what it says here. The im oichel pas zeh. No one argues with this. Let's say you eat this pas, referring to pas hababa kisnin. You eat some pretzels by a wedding. While you're waiting for the next court, you take some of the flatbreads that's on the middle of the table for yourself with the pickles. You take some of the flatbreads while you're waiting for the course. Im oichel pas zeh im lifton, with other food. Lifton means an accompanying food. You have a steak and you have some fruit salad. So how much of the pas habab kistan must I eat in order to require me to wash and recite hamotzi lechem in aretz and recite birchas hamazon mashirin gam masharin gam kein acherim? We also make the evaluation of what other people would do. Im hayu oichlin also beliftan, if they would eat this together with an accompanying dish to be hayu seveim. So if you eat a main course at a wedding, you're satisfied. No, if you're eating definitely at least four eggs worth, and you have a little part of the main course, they serve you a little piece of apple pie is on the dish, a side dish. So if that would have been a piece of bread. Imagine they bring out a steak with some peas and a little piece of bread. Was there anyone in the whole dining room would think that they don't have to wash to eat a piece of bread? Of course, it's bread is bread. Bread is no ands, if, and buts. A piece of bread, flour and water, has the tzur of pas. I'm eating now a steak, some a side dish of peas, and there's a piece of bread. The bracha you make on bread is hamotzi lechem in aretz, and you have to wash, even though I'm only going to eat a small amount. So just because there was substitute that piece of bread for a piece of apple pie, so what have I done? I've substituted pas for pas hababa kisnin. Pas hababa kisnin, you also have to make a hamotzi. If you eat with lifton to the degree where the whole thing together, you have satisfaction.
That's from Moshe's psak.
That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's psak.
Yeah,
and Rav Moshe is even more machner. Rav Moshe says, over here in Shulchan Aruch, with the Kitzur quoting from, is that you have to make the shir, what do people normally eat? So Rav Moshe says, in time of Chazal, they ate a significant amount. They ate, if they brought out a steak, and you would have some possible kiss, and they would bring out at least a kezayis with. Today, people eat a lot less. So today you have to be even more machne. Just a ti'ima ba'alma, even a small amount of pasa babakistin, which is less than what they would eat the time of Chazal, would also require you to recite hamotzi lechem in aretz and recite birchas hamazon. Who does this today? No one does this.
Let's say you take pretzels.
Yeah.
Pretzels are kistin.
Yeah.
And you dip it into hummus.
Yeah.
So you're making a suda. Yeah?
Okay. Like, if sacha kol, with the side dish, you eat 8 ounces, sacha kol, you have to make hamotzi.
Okay. Now, let's say you're eating herring,
yeah,
but you can't pick up the herring. Because
same thing.
But you dip it with bread.
With bread? No, so that was a matter of salt. There, you don't have to make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on the bread. We learned that.
It's
a toffel. A bread is a toffel to herring because of the salt, not because of the. There's a different type of toffel. In that instance, the bread is 100% toffel to the herring because the herring is too strong. The herring that we're dealing with over there, you can't eat it. Here, you can eat one on its own. Just a matter of. Enhancing your palate. It's not a matter of not being able. Let's finish up the halacha.
Could you explain the logic of Moshe's?
It's bread.
Today,
Yeah.
To go back. The way you described it in terms of chazal, they ate less.
This is a fine point.
You said they ate more. They ate a significant amount. And now today, Rav Moshe says you're eating less.
Yeah.
And you're still going to make a motzi.
You're still required to make a motzi. He just means that pasa babakisn is defined by the times. In time of Chazal, you would not. If you brought out a steak, you brought out a main course, the derech was you would eat a more significant amount of bread, of pasa baba kisten, to accompany the main course. Today, people eat less. The side, I guess Rav Moshe went to a lot of weddings. The side dishes on the...
So why don't you go to Kula? I don't understand why you go to Kumra. You eat less and you can still go to make...
Even if you eat less, you mechuyiv to make hamotzi lechem in Eretz.
I want to hear what he's saying.
Even if you eat less, you mechuyiv to make hamotzi. Because according to the time of Chazal, you would not be required to make hamotzi if you eat a very, very small amount. You have to eat the amount that is accepted in society. If they bring out, a main course, and on the main course they bring out a side dish that's pasa baba kisten, and you only eat half of that, then you can still make bori minei mezonos, so you do not need to wash, even though you weren't even told an amount that satisfies you, because the amount of pasa baba kisten you weigh to accompany with a lift on is less than what is accepted in society.
So Rav Moshe is saying
the shuma is smaller. Today it's accepted in society to eat smaller portions of pasa baba kisten.
You go to a fancy restaurant and you order yourself a little, what they call a whole pizza. And they bring out a little thing that looks like a half of a muffin with a little parsley and a nice decoration, and that's your meal. You
that's
look
a garnish.
At it, you pay $50 for muffin.
Make sure you eat the parsley.
Well, that's the soda. You have to wash with it.
Yeah, eat the parsley.
Okay, two more lines. Vim oichel below lift on. Vim oichel, the only time you make a bari minei mezonos is if you oichel below lift on shir katan v'hu saveya. Let's say you eat just a piece of cake for breakfast, and the amount that you've eaten is less than 4 eggs, less than 8 ounces, and you're satisfied. For you, that's enough. But the average person would not be satisfied. So he's machmir. Sorry, he's machmir here. Sheim hoyu oichlim oisa ga'im lifton hoyu seveim have le gam kein din lechem. It's also you have to be machmir. He says, if you are eating just a piece of cake, and another person, if he would eat this piece of cake, would not be satisfied. But if he would eat this piece of cake with something else, he would be satisfied. That already upgrades it into the status of a pasa baba kisten, that's called bread, and you are required to recite, according to the Kitzer, Hamotzi and Birchas Hamazon. It's extremely machmir. Extremely machmir. You don't see people being so machmir when they're eating mezonos. All the mezonos that we have today, ruba deruba is pasa baba kisten, and people eat large amounts, and they make a mezonos, they don't make an alamichya, and it's just a pella that we are so lenient in these halachas. Okay, we'll stop here.
Something
to look forward to. Something to look forward to. A new category of kanoim. Kanoim pagan boy.
Just so this hand up.
Just having a shiur at night, a Talmud Chacham, he's going to say for you a pair of tillim, the whole tillim and zoya at night.
How much?
Doesn't say. He says if you have any question, Akasha Shreda, write it to our address, and we'll give you back the Marma Kindness. Robita says, $20 a night to say this. He says, send your name, your bakasha, mit a check. He says, a grace of Talmud Chacham, doesn't say who it is.
I'm Chai Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa.
Abba says, what is that? Zem is that? Mizonos.
Mizonos. Make a mizonos.
Square ones are also?
Pretty much. Make a year. If you have a thick crust, you're supposed to make a mizonos. The mizonos and the top will make a mizonos. The ilika is the mizonos. A potato knish, you're supposed to make a mizonos.
Not both?
No. Eat it together. Eat it in it together. I have Rabbi Bodner's book. I'll go look up today. Bli Neder. Rabbi Bodner's